Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Tick Segelblum joins us. He is the chair of the Clark County Commission. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Gear up for the 105th Reno Rodeo at the Double R Marketplace and experience the biggest little shopping adventure in the West. With over 100 vendors, you'll find everything from Western attire to home decor to tasty treats. Open every day during the Reno Rodeo at the Livestock Event Center Indoor Arena in South Exhibit Hall. The Double R Marketplace, Thursday, June 20th through Saturday, June 29th. Plus, shop online anytime at renorodeo.com for Reno Rodeo merchandise.
Turn your clunker into a caddy during the Cadillac and Cash giveaways at Tamarack Casino. Weekly cash drawings including $5,000 cash and one top prize of $10,000. Win the grand prize of a Cadillac CT4 or $40,000 in cash. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. We are always delighted to welcome back to the program Tick Segelblum. He is the chair of the Clark County Commission. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So let's start out with, as we're taping this, the breaking news is that the teacher's petition got turned down again by the Supreme Court, which was for schools over stadiums. Do you think that $2,250,000,000 was enough for the teachers for one session? I mean, where do you draw the line and say, let's see this thing work through the system before we start allotting billions more?
Well, I'm not sure about the teachers, but I do think at the end of the day, education is the only thing that's holding us back from being a top state. And so when companies want to come here, the first thing they say is, how are your schools? And our schools don't look that good. So until we get the schools improved, we're never going to be able to diversify our economy. So it may not be that particular money, but we have to spend more, all of us have to spend more effort on our schools.
Okay, so can I respectfully disagree with you here? Because, for example, in Northern Nevada, you've got Tesla, you've got Google, you've got Apple. I mean, the list of, you know, Fortune 500 companies goes on. Down here in Southern Nevada, finally Apex is taking off. You've got all kinds of companies coming in there. Blackfire at UNLV is literally on fire with great companies coming in. So is it really education, or is it really more about inexpensive land for development for these companies, reasonable prices for electricity that actually take priority over the education system?
Well, I mean, just compare ourselves with Phoenix. I mean, the truth is that a lot of those high-tech companies bring in their high-tech employees because they have a great education system. And honestly, we just don't have that yet. I mean, there's no reason we can't. There's no reason we can't spend a few years and get there. But right now, I think our education system is woefully inadequate.
What about higher ed? Are you comfortable with where we are with higher ed?
Higher ed will expand on its own as we work forward, but we just need to start at that pre-K really and work our way through the secondary school system, because the kids just are not there. The effort is there, but somehow we have to do something better than what we're doing.
Would you say that that government-sponsored childcare is one of the big issues that we need to take care of because it's just too expensive when we need the workforce and people can't afford to leave home because they're paying out so much money in childcare, that that is something that even though people may oppose it, you know, because it's another government industry, but it's needed.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to have two income families, then you have to have childcare. You have to have maternity leave, paid maternity leave. You have to encourage people to have kids and want to have kids, and then support them when they do have kids. I just came from a junior high where I handed out some free tacos to teachers because it's the last week of school. And those kids, that school has 35% chronic absenteeism. A lot of it's because the kids have to stay home to babysit their younger kids, brothers and sisters, because both parents work. You know, that we have to find a way around this system because you can't have a society where 35% of the kids are not showing up for school, whatever it takes.
Yeah, that's a terrible story. I mean, you know, the reality of that. Let's talk about something that's a little more positive, which is your response to the feds looking to change the laws and ranking of marijuana, taking it down from a Schedule I drug.
We've been talking about this forever, and it hasn't happened quite yet, but it is going to happen before the election. And
to before me, the election, yeah.
Yes. And to me, that's the biggest hold up with marijuana because that the tax structure currently is so onerous, they're never going to be able to make money. Once they get rid of 280E, which this will allow them to do, then they can treat themselves like a business, and that will give them the cash flow to really go forward. But it's been a long time coming, and truthfully, even these big companies have been hanging on by their fingernails.
You know, it's interesting. I didn't realize until I looked at the numbers of how big that tax bill really was because of all the things that they couldn't deduct. And I hadn't really looked at that part. You know, still there's a black market that's thriving, but I think that it will be a lot different if they can adjust the pricing. But then you have companies like Planet 13 that have utilize marijuana as a base for operating all other kinds of businesses around that, and I think that's brilliant.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's lots of things out there you can do, and if you have other businesses, then of course you don't have to deduct or have all your income from marijuana, so you can use different tax deductions. But again, that's the number one problem. Next will be banking, and then we can hopefully, you know, do events. We can do it in the hotels.
Don't you think that that banking will go right along with this?
My understanding is this will not permit banking still.
Oh,
you're
really?
Still going to have to, because it'll still be a felony under Class 3. It just won't be the like heroin where you can't deduct anything. So it has to get the banking piece. But that's probably won't happen until after the election, but it's going to happen. I mean, there's so much cash out there now that the Federal Reserve, everybody is begging Congress, please do something. We can't sustain this.
You know, that's so crazy that it's still a felony. Even under, being ranked at 3, but you're allowed to do, you know, the tax deductions, but you're not allowed to do banking. I mean,
that's
crazy.
Thing, totally. I just, somebody sent me a picture from Nashville, they were there this weekend, and it had a little pop-up trailer where they were selling hemp drinks and gummies from hemp that are legal in Nashville and in Tennessee, even though it's totally illegal to have marijuana. So, I mean, there's just so much inconsistency out there that it's crazy, but you know, slowly but surely we're getting there. So it's a different world than what you and I grew up with.
Well, that's for sure. Let's talk about marijuana lounges a bit, because you and I have talked about that many times on the program. But an issue that was raised here recently on the program by an attorney who represents the Clean Air Act, and he was talking about concerns about the Clean Air Act in regard to these marijuana lounges. What have you heard about that, and you know what potential solutions are out there?
Well, when I was in the legislature, we looked at it, and our law doesn't cover marijuana, thank God. So, you know, I mean, the truth is, cigarettes are dangerous, and I think having not requiring employees, especially in casinos, to sit there and smell it or inhale it one where the customers are using it. But marijuana lounge, I think, is a different animal. I mean, you're there because you want to use it. So if you're there, either as an employee or as a customer, then that there's laws that should not be illegal, in my opinion.
All right, so let me ask you this, and don't obviously name who you might have spoken to, but have you talked to people in the casino world who are in a position to say, yes, we would jump on a marijuana lounge in 2 seconds if we had the opportunity?
Absolutely. They even told me that they have spaces in their casinos already set aside.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, some of them are like, oh, we can't do that. That'd be terrible. You know, we're Sin City, but we don't want that sin. But the truth is, most of them realize that that's part of what we do, and it's just, it's so perfect, accoutrement to everything else we do. It's like, hello.
Well, you remember, I don't know, it's probably 20, 25 years ago now, that gentlemen's clubs were taking $30 million a year, which sounds like a lot of money back then, but wasn't not a lot of money now, but taking it away from the casinos because the casinos weren't putting on that level of naughtiness, shall we say, in their shows. And they've got to be not liking the fact that there could be marijuana lounges all over town that would take away their customers for several hours at a time rather than being in a casino.
Well, that's what I've been told. You know, right now you can't get within a marijuana dispensary within 1,500 feet of a gaming corridor. And I've been told they don't want it close enough because they don't want people to be able to walk out of their casino and walk to a dispensary and spend money that they could spend at the casino. But the truth is, and I've also been told that, you know, that when the topless clubs were forced out of the casinos, that really was, they looked back and said, that was a big mistake. We should have kept them in the casinos because that's a ton of money we're losing too. I mean, so I just think that it's inevitable to have the lounges there. The key is going to be who owns them. Right now, a lot of the restaurants, you know, are owned by a third party, and then they just lease the space. I think that's how it ought to be. It shouldn't be the casinos controlling, because then they would control everything in Nevada, which they almost do already. But let's have it so they have to partner with a current dispensary and then have some minority partnerships involved too, so we can actually spread the wealth as we've been trying to do.
A lot to consume there. Let's take a break.
Consume, I like that word.
We'll come back with much more with Tig Sagerblum after this timeout.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tig Sagerblum. He's the chair of the Clark County Commission. Do you like hearing that you're the chair?
Actually, I never thought I would hear it, but it is actually pretty fun.
I think it's awesome. Formula One. So the last time you were on, which was back in December, you were very unhappy with all that had gone on with that, the tearing up of the streets, the employees being delayed. Where are we with progress on this at this point?
Well, I think collectively all the county commissioners and staff, you know, recognize that it was a huge problem. And so we're all committed to figuring out, try to make it as palatable and as beneficial as we can. I can't say it was going to be perfect, but I think this year will definitely be better. We're creating what we call a special events department within the county, and that will allow us to focus on big events like this. We'll put all our resources together and deal with it and start to see, you know, ahead of time what the problems are going to be, and then also, you know, how we can mitigate some of those, including some damages. I mean, there's been some businesses that really suffered.
Absolutely, and you know, it was interesting. Ferraro's, right?
Right.
The restaurant lost literally millions of dollars because of that bridge over Flamingo, and there were several other businesses that in that area, and they're trying to work with Formula One and not necessarily having a lot of success.
Yeah, I think they just sued us, in fact.
Right, and probably rightly so, because it was almost like an eminent domain thing where, you know, the bridge took out their ability to make money, and yet there was no recompense.
Right, and it's not like the county is doing it for the county. I mean, we are taking public roads and turning them over to a private company. You can't even look at if you're a regular citizen of Las Vegas, you can't even see a wheel go by at 200 miles an hour. They blocked the whole thing off, so it's all devoted to Formula One and to their paying customers and to their advertisers.
But I do want to point out that we did contact, after your appearance last time, Betsy Fretwell, who was hired by Formula One, former city manager for
not the county manager, city manager.
Yeah, city manager of Las Vegas.
We're the county.
No, I know. I'm sorry.
I was just stumbling there. A little bit of a craziness where they would hire the city manager to work with the county.
But right, former city manager. So, and we did invite her to be on the show, and they were not able to make her available, and we leave that offer on the table that she's welcome to come anytime and respond to these things. But so do you think that at some point that Formula One and or the county will be responsible for paying damages to these businesses that lost this money?
You know, I'm hopeful there's a way to get there, because to me, as you said, I mean, if we do something where somebody's business is you know, 90% impacted, then that's wrong. I mean, it's one thing if we close down the strip for a night for a marathon or something, but to do it for this period of time, knowing ahead of time what it's going to cost, because it wasn't like a surprise. I mean, we knew that when we built that bridge, that road was going to be cut off. There's got to be some way to work that out, to everybody's satisfaction.
The other thing that was interesting after the fact was that the casino companies that made money were the ones right within the track, but others, even with the same company, did not make the money that they were anticipating.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a mixed blessing. For better or worse, I'm pretty confident we're there for 3 years, maybe even 10. But
is that deal signed? Because when you were here last time, you said that they didn't even have a deal for years 2 and 3.
Well, that's true technically, but I think the county led them on and publicly said, yes, we're good for 3 years. So I think we're kind of stuck with that. But the truth is that there's so much mixed blessings as far as what happened that week and the weeks lead up to that, both as far as the impact to the employees, the impact to the just regular citizens, and the businesses outside the event itself. You know, the Area 15 people over here, so that was the slowest week of the year for them.
So do you think that they just didn't look at the history of Las Vegas? Because to me, the best example, would be the rodeo, the NFR finals week, where, you know, it was the slowest week of the year for so many years, and then the rodeo came in, and they couldn't accommodate all the people at Thomas and Mack. So every casino over time put on events that were rodeo coordinated, whether they had people going to the rodeo or not. They had entertainers, they had parties, they had all kinds of things. Formula One perhaps should have looked at that and gone, well, that's what we need to do as well.
Well, and that may be where they're going. You know, again, I will take blame for the first year. The second and third and further years, then that's our responsibility. So if they can't spread the wealth, then that's a problem for us. But you're right. I mean, we do big events. I mean, those are confined, whereas this took up a huge space. And then the amount of of effort it took before the race. That's the real killer. I mean, even if we shut down the town for a week, at least it's a week. But this was like months beforehand, and then it took 2 months afterwards to clean it up. I mean, it's just amazing the impact it had. And then, as you said, just a handful of casinos really were over the top. So,
and would you let me know who to write to? Because my director and I drove down Las Vegas Boulevard, down the strip yesterday, and we were amazed at how many lane markings weren't visible on that strip. So if they could come up with some extra paint, but you let me know who to contact, because I can't do it through you. But let's take a break. We'll come back more with Tick Sagerblum after this timeout.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Hit the open road with a truckload of cash free play in one of three luxury travel trailers during the $250,000 travel time giveaways. Thousands in weekly giveaways plus $7,500 in grand prizes guaranteed. And a new travel trailer or $35,000. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our interview with County Commissioner Tick Sagerblum. He is chair of the Clark County Commission. I was talking with John Ensminger. 3.6 million people in this valley.
3.6?
That's where it's going to be.
Oh, great, right.
What do you think about that?
Well, if they're in the valley, I'll live with it. If they're from between California and Utah, then that I don't think is appropriate, because I think we want to try to push things back in and go up as opposed to continue the sprawl, which
how
if you try
that?
To drive around the valley, you can't get anywhere anymore.
Okay, but how do you do that if you've got Ivanpah? So,
well, even if you build the airport, which again I'm not a big fan of, make it an airport, but don't put houses all the way to the airport.
Well, where are they going to live? I mean, the workers have got to live somewhere.
Well, there's not that many workers that you need, 10,000 or 20,000 houses. So again, it's going to be it's not going to be another Harry Reid. I should say, I was going to say McCarran. But
yeah, really. After all you've been through,
it's not going to be another Harry Reid. It's going to be limited. I mean, we don't want our customers landing down there. We want everybody here, in my opinion, next to the strip where they can get off the airplane and run right to the thing. Maybe they'll get in a Tesla and ride right over there. But
do you think so? Have you been to Singapore?
No.
Okay, check out online or go there and see it in person. Changi Airport in Singapore, and Jewel, which is this mall that's adjacent to Terminal 1. It is the most stunning thing you have ever seen. I mean, there is an Oculus with a waterfall going through the middle. There are waterfalls on the side. It's eight stories high. There's a monorail going through the middle, and there's all kinds of high-end shopping in there. I mean, if we're going to build a new airport, shouldn't it be a Vegas airport? Something that's going to be a tourist attraction in itself?
Well, I disagree. I think it ought to just be a freight airport, as minimal as possible. But I do think we need to do A, B, and C gates.
They're not going to do that. You know they're not going to do that.
I don't know at all, but we're coming up with that. We're talking about that right now. Let's put it out to bid and come up with some great plans for making Las Vegas Airport like the other great cities. I mean, if they can do the thing in New York, LaGuardia, make it acceptable, then
yes,
Vegas can do that.
Well, that's true. But I mean, we had Rosemary Vasiliadis on the program last year, and she said it's not just going to be about freight. I mean, she wasn't willing to discuss which airlines would, you know, be going out of Ivanpah, whatever the airport is eventually called, because she said, and rightly so, that airports merge and change all the time, so there's no point in talking about something that's 10, 15 years out. But I think it's going to be huge, and I think the potential for it to be a tourist attraction is going to be huge.
I don't see the hotels wanting another tourist attraction halfway to California, but if that's what they want, I'm sure that's what they'll get.
All right, I got to ask you about the mayor's race coming up. Do you have any thoughts on the city of Las Vegas mayor?
No, I my only thought would be it's been 24 years of Goodman's, so whatever happens is going to be, we're going to kind of freak out, and hopefully that person has a new vision of where we're going to go. But I mean, I think the mayor of Las Vegas does a great job, and I don't see how you can go wrong. Whoever it is, they're going to be out there, the spokesperson. They're going to be famous all around the world, and the city's on fire right now, so it doesn't take a genius to make the city work.
Okay, but I mean, there's 14 people running. You have any favorites?
Not personal, not what I'm going to articulate, but I will say, you know, Shelley obviously has got a great background, a great history with Las Vegas, and is, you know, kind of person. But Cedric is the same way. I mean, he's a local native. He's been here forever. He's seen everything. So I mean, those two would be my favorites at this point.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. I could do another three shows with you. I got so many more questions. Always great to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real. It's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Calamity. It lurks around every corner. Or not.
That's why UMC Quick Care is around every corner, with locations around the valley.
UMC Quick Care, for all your small calamities.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching. We'll see you.